KDOW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Wreckage found in the mountains of Nepal. The U.S. Marine helicopter that crashed delivering earthquake aid. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, three charred bodies were found near the downed chopper, but no survivors. Nepalese rescuers say the helicopter was discovered 15 miles from the town of Cherakot, where it had gone missing on Tuesday. Six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers were reportedly on board. They were delivering aid to two villages hit by the deadly quakes, dropped off supplies to one, and disappeared en route to another. The Marines say they're sending their own rescue mission to assess if it's their missing crew. Dave.
Jessica, Amtrak CEO is deeply apologizing for Tuesday's train derailment that killed eight people in Philadelphia, taking full responsibility. But the focus remains on the engineer. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has this live.
Police want to see engineer Brandon Boston's cell phone records. This, as NTSB investigators say, in the last minute or so before the derailment, the train headed from Washington, D.C. to New York City sped up from 70 miles an hour to more than 100. In a spot where the speed limit's 50. NTSB board director Robert Sumwalt says it's not clear if Boston manually increased that speed.
He has agreed to be interviewed by the NTSB. We will be meeting with him in the next few days.
Correction, he is a board member. Amtrak hopes to have service again in that area by Monday, Dave.
Tanya, a lot of people have the blues this morning. A legend has died. B.B. King, known best for his guitar Lucille and his signature song. Thrill is gone. That won him his first Grammy in 1971, a blues and rock Hall of Famer. King was 89 when he died in his Las Vegas home last night. Tom Brady is going to appeal his suspension for Deflategate, but the star New England Patriots quarterback is not going to get the arbitrator he wants. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will hear the appeal himself. Brady got four-game suspension for deflating footballs. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. To see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport, equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's four locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at BrazosValleyEQ.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College State.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
Take our stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. Off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good Friday morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos Valley Farmers Market in downtown Bryan is moving. City Councilman Al Sines announced at this week's meeting that starting the first Saturday in June, look for the vendors on 21st Street between Main and Bryan.
I think this is going to be a great opportunity, great fun for the farmers market, and I see it as really developing into something real cool on Saturdays and weekends. You know, come buy your fruit, somebody set up a hot plate, they'll cook it for you, or your vegetables, and your eggs.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says the move is part of a larger plan under development for the north end of downtown Bryan. Bluebell has taken the next step towards resuming production following contamination from Listeria bacteria. The ice cream maker has announced reaching voluntary agreements with agencies in two of three states where Bluebell has plants. Kerry Williams with the Texas Department of Health says the ground rules have been set for what needs to be done to resume production.
Once they tell us that their intent is to start producing ice cream for sale, they have to notify us of that 2 weeks before, and then we're going to be in the plant while the company conducts trial production runs of ice cream.
You can read the agreements and the news releases from Bluebell and officials from Texas and Oklahoma on our website at WTAW.com. Bluebell has also started discussions with Alabama officials to reopen their plant in that state. Suddenlink cable customers are being notified of new all-digital TV lineups starting June 9th. Some have seen a message crawling on the bottom of their televisions. Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says that will require additional equipment.
It's an indication that they need to get a digital link for that particular TV set. Some customers may already have an HD DVR, for instance, on one TV set, but maybe in the bedroom they just plug the cable straight into the wall. Well, you know, they're going to need an HD digital link in order to see any channels at all.
60 new channels, including nearly 30 in HD, are part of the infrastructure that later this year will allow Suddenlink to offer gigabit internet service in Bryan College Station. Adequate diagnosis and treatment for mental illness is an issue throughout the country. Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says people with mental illness need to be addressed and properly taken care of.
Mental illness is just like a physical illness, but you just can't see it. So oftentimes it's kind of pushed aside. But we do need as a country, as a society, as a community, to address mental illness.
Schwertner says it is vital to develop and maintain an adequate mental health provider network.
It is a problem. Texas is a growing state, and if we don't have an adequate network of mental health providers and access to mental health care, we're going to see it on the back end in our emergency rooms as well as in our ERs and jails.
Schwartner says local mental health authorities are doing a good job, but we should continue to put money into those entities to make sure people are getting the help they need. WTAW News Time, 6:09. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour. Or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. We could see a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. So far, the heaviest activity has been in the western part of the state. Temperatures are going to make their way up probably to 80 today. Partly to mostly cloudy, the overnight lows close to 70. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Clouds and some sunshine Sunday, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, high Sunday afternoon around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M securing a spot in one of the top four seeds for the SEC tournament with a win over Ole Miss yesterday. We'll have more on Aggie baseball. Aggie softball starts things off in the Norman Regional today against Lehigh, and boys high school action heating up as well. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. I got to watch the end of the A&M Ole Miss game and then switched over just in time to see LSU lose. So that was kind of fun.
And Arkansas lost as well.
Yeah.
Which bodes very, very well for A&M.
That meant more. I just like seeing LSU lose. from that standpoint, I kind of enjoyed that more.
Really didn't have anything to do with the standings.
No. Well, you know, they're going to be ahead, I think, no matter what. But anyhow, more rain on the way? Yes, in fact, there is.
I am over the rain. I'm over it.
I mean, thought everything was okay, and then yesterday, what, about 2 o'clock, it decided it wanted to start raining again.
Oh, man. The sky opened up.
And the thing is, we're missing the most of it. I mean, there are people who are just getting literally pounded. All the strong winds and all that, Navasota and Iola and up toward Bedias.
Bedias? Yes, Bedias.
Anyway, but...
And Iola, and I can't even remember how they say that.
Isn't that where you put your podium?
Yes, exactly, on the Bedias. And I was talking to some folks from Dallas yesterday, and I was going to complain about the rain, but I'm going, nah, they're getting a lot more than we are, though. Anyhow, but there is shower activity out to our west right now, and it's marching this way. So
we got all of ours yesterday in like 15 minutes, though.
Yeah. I think in Bryan proper, it was pretty significant stuff that was going on there. But if you look at the radar right now, all the shower activity is to our west. Actually, it's even west of I-35. But you know what? It's moving this way. So going to get here. The heaviest rain is down near the border, down the southern end of this band of showers. But anyway, and Oklahoma's getting some more rain this morning. I know they need that, too. They're looking forward to that.
Well, for the first time in forever, there aren't islands in Lake Travis, apparently.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah. You know, again, there's people who have bought houseboats they can actually use now. A naked man who went missing.
In China?
No.
Oh,
from a nudist camp in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Was recovering yesterday after spending days alone in the woods without a stitch of clothing. You know, my thought, I understand the stitch of clothing. My thought is no shoes. You know, that makes it kind of ow. You know, you got to watch where you walk. The hiker, who local media identified as one Michael O'Keefe, was reported missing on Monday from the Woods campground. Between 30 and 40 people from various agencies searched for the man in the surrounding 100-acre resort, which is clothing optional.
And he opted out.
Yeah, and again.
Talk about your exposure.
Yes. But again, most of the people of the nudist colony are not people. Yeah,
are not people?
Not people you'd want to see. Yeah, it's not.
Most of the time.
I guess there's just nothing else to say.
I think you knew what I meant. I just saying, you know, fine.
Somebody you don't want exposure
just
to.
Go ahead, go ahead and practice that elsewhere. Something. Thing.
Just saying.
Very well.
All right. Oh, or not.
Notice this story doesn't happen in November. It happens in May.
No.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. News Talk 1620 WTAW, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Boot City, and Coors are proud to present the 44th Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Center June 25th, 26th, and 27th starting at 7:30 p.m. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company and the Catalina Cowgirls. For the kids, petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busted. Be a part of the Old West while supporting the Brian Breakfast Lions Club June 25th, 26th, and 27th. 7th at 7:30 p.m.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's May 15th. We're 135 days into the year. Got 230 of them to go. And today is, you know what? I saw the 5 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that very often. But anyway.
It's either really good or really not. It's never in the middle.
Well, yesterday's pretty good. Gutfeld was all over the. You know, we didn't do the story about this guy who was attacking women with a hammer.
Oh,
and he's not right in the head. Okay, but he apparently attacked a female police officer with her partner right there.
The partner won.
Yeah, he did. He brought him down with some gunshots in about 3 seconds. And, you know, he was basically saying, here's de Blasio going all over America trying to put together this progressive ideas front as they prepare for the next election cycle. And Gutfeld said, this guy has done more to protect the people of New York in 3 seconds than you've done your entire life.
I'm going,
yeah.
Well, if you watched it, the guy goes at the lady officer.
Yeah.
The male cop tries to grab him.
Yeah.
And then goes, okay, plan B.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he made an effort.
And he did, and all in 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was instantaneous. But the thing that he brought up, which we really haven't had here, this is National Police Week. Now, we had the ceremony, was it 2 days ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they ought to be saying that every day. Why aren't they telling us it's National Police Week? Today is Peace Officer Memorial Day, but it's National Police Week. Quit telling us that it's School Pizza Party Day. Tell us that it's National Police Week. So we are, if nobody
You've
else
been
does.
Told.
That's right. It's also National Bike to Work Day. As we've said, in some places that works, in others not so much.
Today, bring your paddles.
Yes, that would work. Straw Hat Day. Nylon Stockings Day, as I mentioned, the School Pizza Party Day. Now,
oh, I thought you were making that up.
No, it is. Yeah. But it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie
Day.
Day?
Yeah, no.
I mean, day.
Yeah. And it was invented.
Yeah.
There was a person who made that. There's actually I need to pull up the story
somewhere. Is it the Toll House?
I don't think so. I want to say it was back in the 30s, but I just remember a lot of people were shocked that, you know, you just assume chocolate chip cookies, that's a thing. But no, someone said, I'm going to put chips of chocolate into our cookie batter.
Yeah.
And so it was made.
Well, and there ought to be like a chocolate chip cookie quarter. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more.
Every day. All right, let's do birthday.
Andy Murray is 28 years old today. Alexandra Breckenridge is 33 from The Walking Dead. Jamie Lynn Singler is 34. She was Meadow Soprano in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Ryan Leaf, probably the most legendary NFL bust ever.
Yeah.
Is 39.
So far.
True. He's 39. Ray Lewis is 40. Ahmed Zappa is 41, son of Frank. Emmett Smith is 46. Dan Patrick, 59. Lee Horsley from Matt Houston is 60. Remember him? Probably not. George Brett is 62. Chaz Palminteri is 63. Brian Eno is 67. He's the guy that has produced a lot of the big rock albums, including Joshua Tree.
What kind of a twee are you?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Joshua Tree. Lenny Kazan is 74. Madeline Albright is 78.
Not so.
No.
That's what.
She shares a birthday, coincidentally being not so bright, with Wavy Gravy.
Okay.
From Woodstock fame.
Sure. Oh, of course. Yeah. Did you say Trini Lopez?
No.
78. Yeah.
I actually have a record of his.
Yeah, Lemon Tree or something else?
La Bamba.
Oh, okay. And Kathleen Sevilla, 67. We wouldn't have known who she was, except she was at the Health and Human Services thing as Obamacare was lumbering out. All right, Saturday, it's Armed Forces Day. It's also Mimosa Day. It's National Tele-Joke Day. If you're a tree hugger, it's Love a Tree Day. And it's National Roller Coaster Day.
And you don't
Day.
Even have to ask first.
No, you don't. National Roller Coaster Day.
Throw your hands in the air.
Yeah, okay.
Thomas Brody Sangster is 25. He is on Soap Opera with Swords, but more importantly, he is Ferb from Phineas and. That's a big deal if you have a kid. Megan Fox is 29. Adam Richmond is 41. Jason Weeman Acuna is 42 from the Jackass movies. David Boenza is 46. Tracy Gold is 46 as well from Growing Pains. Mm-hmm. Tucker Carlson, the bow tie guy, is 46. Janet Jackson, 49. Deborah Winger is 60. Olga Corbett, also 60. Pierce Brosnan, 62. And Danny Trujillo. He is the Hispanic guy that has looked like he was 71 yeah. since he was 40.
Yeah. He's the one who does the Brady Bunch Snickers commercial.
Exactly. Yeah. And has the big tattoo of the woman with a sombrero on his chest. He's 71 today.
Okay. Saturday is the 86th anniversary of the very first Academy Award presentation.
We love ourselves. Just watch.
Yeah. Well, 5 minutes.
I couldn't agree more.
They gave out 12 statues in 5 minutes. Also, tomorrow is a wonderful culinary moment. It is the anniversary of the introduction of Spam in 1891, and in 1965, the introduction of SpaghettiOs.
I don't like Spam. Spam, 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 and Spam.
Oh, very good. Y'all are, you're on it. All right, Sunday, it's National Thrift Shop Day. It's Cherry Cobbler Day, and it's Cupcake Day.
Again, one day?
Yeah, I'm just there.
And in case you missed it last time, just take the bottom of the cupcake off, put it on top, and make yourself a little cupcake sandwich.
That's a good
idea.
Keep your
fingers clean.
That works exactly. All right, birthdays though.
Levin Rabin is 25 from the Hunger Games. Nikki Reed from Twilight, 27. Derek Hough is 30. He's won Dancing with the Stars 5 times.
Okay.
He's kind of the Dancing with the Stars stud. Tony Parker is 33. He's got more rings than he can count. Andrea Coor, from lead singer from the Coors, is 41. Sasha Alexander from Rizzoli and Isles is 42. Jordan Knight from New Kids is 45. Hill Harper, 49, from CSI New York. Trent Reznor, the lead singer of Nine Inch Nails, is 50. David Eigenberg from Chicago Fire is 51. Craig Ferguson is 53. Enya is 54. Now, you may or may not know who she is. 26
oh, yeah.
million records in the United States.
If you want to go to sleep.
Yeah. 75 million albums worldwide, and the second best behind U2 is in terms of Irish sellers. Hmm. Bob Saget is 59. Not the nice guy you think he
oh,
is
no.
if you haven't
oh,
seen his state
oh,
of the white vulgar.
Oh, no, no, really.
Sugar Ray Leonard is 59, and Bill Paxton turns 60 on Sunday.
Right. Jim Nance, the sports dude, too.
Oh, cool.
From Houston, he's 56. All right, 622.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the government always manages to find ways to waste your hard-earned tax dollars, even though there has been a ban on earmarks since, what, 2010? That doesn't stop members of Congress from continuing with their pork barrel spending. In fact, Congress has now appropriated over $4 billion in earmarks this year alone. Now, this includes millions of dollars for fish passage and fish screens, an embryo adoption awareness campaign, and hundreds of millions of dollars spent over the years on something called the Denali Commission to build infrastructure in rural Alaska, a project which Obama himself wants to eliminate. Washington will always find a way to skirt the rules to waste your money.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport. Equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis. Or online at BrazosValleyEQ.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman told her husband she had to take a few days to find herself. So she went to Golfsmith for their fitting days, going on now, for a custom fitting and to check out the latest gear from all the biggest brands, like the TaylorMade R15 driver. She didn't find herself, but she found a fantastic driver and had it fit for herself. Close enough. Get fit during Golfsmith Fitting Days. It's free, it's fast, it's fundamental. Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
It's 3 a.m.
Honey, you wake up.
You're not feeling well. Not sure where to go? Know that St. Joseph's ER at South College Station is just minutes away. With life-saving treatment and specialized ER doctors, St. Joseph Emergency is part of the quality care available at South College Station. In a medical emergency, call 911. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. After slashing production for months, U.S. shale oil companies say they're ready to bring rigs back into service, setting up the first big test of their ability to quickly react to rising crude prices. EOG Resources and Occidental Petroleum say they're about to ramp up, while others are waiting for crude oil to hit $70 a barrel. Starbucks says some of its customers are being targeted by hackers getting access to their credit cards through the coffee chain's mobile payments and gift cards. The thieves are taking advantage of the auto-reload function that many consumers use with Starbucks cards and the chain's mobile app. The Nintendo Championships are back. The company says its contest will reappear at this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles after being on hiatus since 1990. Back then, kids from around the country competed in Super Mario Bros., Rad Racer, and Tetris. It's not clear which games they will play this year. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. News Talk 1620 WTAW, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Booth City, and Coors are proud to present the 44th Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Center June 25th, 26th, and 27th starting at 7:30 p.m. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company and the Catalina Cowgirls. For the kids, petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busted. Be a part of the Old West while supporting the Brian Breakfast Lions Club June 25th, 26th, and 27th. 7th at 7:30 p.m.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. For years now, the ADD situation in schools has exploded. We've medicated kids, and apparently it has now trickled down to us. How long can you stay focused on something before you get distracted and or whip out your phone? It's probably not that long, and might be even shorter than you think, because a new study from Microsoft found the average human now has the attention span of a gnat. Okay, maybe a little longer. 8 seconds. That is, however, shorter than goldfish. They can focus for 9. The authors say, quote, "We see now that news is reduced to 140 characters and conversations are concluded by emojis. And this is affecting the way people see and interact with the world. And I find it quite frightening." And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David will take in and look at pretty much anything. He'll do appraisals for you. He'll do a brief appraisal for free, and if you determine that there's something in there that might be worth buying and selling, then what he'll do is take a little further look. That goes for heirloom jewelry, coin collections, doesn't really matter. And it's a full-service jewelry store as well, and he also sells precious metal. So to find out everything David does, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find him on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hey, let's take a look at some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We're going to get some sun, but we're going to have a lot of clouds, and it's going to continue actually all the way through Tuesday of next week. Sorry, we're just kind of in this pattern. And again, as we were talking about earlier, Lots of folks getting much, much more rain than we are. There is a band of showers that's out west of I-35, and it's moving this way. So sometime today, we'll probably get visited again. 60% chance of showers with a high near 84 degrees. 72 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, around 87 with a chance of showers. And then it increases to a 50-50 chance of showers on Sunday and Sunday night with a high of 86. Monday, it's a 60% chance of showers, and Tuesday, it's a 40% chance of rain. So, the winds will be up, just so you know. Probably on Saturday night, we're looking at winds at 20 to 25 miles an hour, and Sunday possibly that too. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 9. Humidity is 94%. We have mostly cloudy skies, and we're looking at 73 degrees right now.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
When you misinterpret how risky something is, you can make it much more riskier and get yourself in a lot of trouble. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
Assessing what's truly risky in life isn't easy, and there's no simple equation either.
It's not this linear statistical thing that the media likes to say, you know, like, we're too afraid of shark attack and not afraid enough of heart disease. Yeah, that's true, but it really doesn't work itself out in a kind of a mathematical sort of way.
Risk consultant David Ropeek, author of the book, Risk.
If a risk is catastrophic, that means sudden, nasty, and a lot of victims. It scares us more because as tribal social animals, something that whacks a whole bunch of the tribe all at once is a threat to us, right? Because we need the tribe to be doing well, even if the tribe is as generic as humans.
So, for example, if there's a mass murder in the town where you live, it seems scary, even though the risk of being killed by a mass murderer is very unlikely.
So those are a couple circumstances that make a risk scarier because of its nature rather than its statistical danger.
Here's something fascinating about risk. You can sometimes make things riskier and more dangerous simply by believing that it's not. So, for example, if you're talking on a hands-free device while you're driving your car, you think it's safer. But studies show it's really not much safer. But your perception that it is puts you at greater risk.
So we think we're safer, we calm down, we take fewer precautions, and the risk goes up. It's the perception that's the risk.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 weeks from tomorrow, the Brazos Valley Farmers Market will be in a new location. Bryan City Councilman Al Sines announced at this week's meeting the move to 21st Street between Main and Bryan at the north end of downtown.
There's everything that I think you would associate with a more innocent time or younger time in America where people had to grow their own food to live. So we'll have a little bit of that back in time stuff at the farmer's market. So come out and enjoy it.
The relocation of the farmer's market on June 6th is the first step towards new development. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says Texas A&M architecture students are in the early stages of designing a covered pavilion with park amenities and identifying possible grant funding sources. Dunn also says the city will be receiving proposals from private developers shortly. From Austin, among the business that won't get done this legislative session is reforming the school finance formula.
Why can't you guys fix school finance?
State Rep. Jimmy Don Acock's bill sought to tweak, adjust, and subtract outdated funding provisions that currently makes up the unconstitutional school finance system.
You got to fix the foundation. You got to tear out the old rotten lumber before you ever start making the remodels. And that's what we tried to do.
Acock surprisingly withdrew the bill when it became evident they could easily go all day debating it.
I don't think it's fair to leave this bill pending and kill everything else that's up when we know already that the Senate will probably, almost certainly, not even consider the measure.
There's a midnight deadline for voting out House bills. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Next week, the Texas Senate State Affairs Committee is having a hearing on House Bill 9, a plan to address an $8 billion shortfall in the state employee retirement fund. It will be the second time that this has been before Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner.
Well, we looked at that also in finance already. We certainly need to fulfill our obligations to the employees of the state of Texas. And I think we're doing that in our budget this time during the biennial budget. But we're also looking at how the ERS, the Employee Retirement System of Texas, is structured and to make any necessary adjustments to the plan.
Schwartner says Texas is closer to the minimum level for pension funding compared with Illinois.
Actuarial soundness is considered 80% or more funded, and they're somewhere in the 30 or 40% range in Illinois. In Texas, the ERS system is in the 70s, I think 77% actuarially sound. We're not there yet, but we are better off than many other states and municipalities.
Schwartner credits, among other things, Texas being a right-to-work state, along with no state income tax and an abundance of natural resources. Officials at Bluebell and state agencies in Texas and Oklahoma have announced what needs to be done before ice cream is sold again, following the discovery of Listeria bacteria. On our website at WTAW.com, you can download the voluntary agreements made by Bluebell in both states. Carrie Williams with the Texas Department of State Health Services says Bluebell must notify them at least 2 weeks before production resumes so the state can do a full assessment. Then there will be trial production runs with tests conducted by the state and the company.
It was long believed that Listeria is not commonly found in ice cream and that it's not able to grow in such extreme cold temperatures, but the thinking on that here in Texas and nationwide is being re-examined.
In Texas and Oklahoma, Bluebell will also institute a test and hold program to assure that products are safe before they're shipped or sold. Bluebell also has a production plant in Alabama. President Paul Cruzy says discussions have started with Alabama officials regarding a similar voluntary agreement. Cruzy also said Bluebell will continue to work cooperatively and transparently with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. As part of Suddenlink bringing gigabit internet speed to Bryan College Station, that infrastructure is also creating an all-digital TV lineup. Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says the transition will be completed on June 9th.
Customers will have access to more than 60 new TV channels, including nearly 30 in high definition.
Reagan says some customers will need to get a digital adapter to receive the new channel lineup.
Customers won't need HD digital links for TV sets that already have Suddenlink HD DVRs or HD digital receivers or TiVo HD DVRs or Suddenlink cable cards.
He also he says one way to tell if your television needs the Suddenlink adapter is if you can see messages crawling on the bottom of your screen. Traffic in and out of Northgate during yesterday's afternoon commute was slowed with the closure of the westbound University exit to Welburn. According to the College Station Fire Department, 23 5-gallon buckets of what was thought to be stucco material spilled onto the pavement. The roadway was shut down to clean up the spillage. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, it's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Plenty of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 80. We've been watching some very heavy activity overnight, well off to our west. It's partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, 70. Clouds and sun breezy tomorrow, the chance for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 70. Clouds and sun Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs on Sunday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we're going to get some hecklers, but it's a fun atmosphere. It's a fun environment.
That's Coach Joe Evans about playing in Norman for the Norman Regional with A&M Softball. More on A&M Softball. More with A&M Baseball as they have secured at least a top four seed in the SEC tournament. We'll have more on that. And high school baseball cranks up some more playoff action today as well. That all comes up in sports. Oh, and I'm sorry, Scott. We have to talk about Deflategate again.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No.
It's part of sports. I have to.
No.
And we'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes or so.
Don't we have like a high school lacrosse tournament somewhere that we could talk about in New Hampshire rather than that?
No.
So the White House was put on lockdown again yesterday when a guy tried to fly a remote-controlled drone over the White House fence. He was detained by Secret Service, who were sober at the time, just saying.
As
far as we know. President wasn't even there. He was at Camp David, you know, with his buddies, his new bestest friends. And traffic on Pennsylvania Avenue was stopped. Secret Service investigated. The president, as mentioned, he was with his buddies from Bahrain and Kuwait and Oman and Qatar and Saudi Arabia and the UAE, all trying to do whatever they can to stop the growing online threat that's posed now by Iran and Islamic groups. The commitment is part of a broader security deal. Iran has recently proved itself to be a major cyber power, thought to have orchestrated the destructive cyber attack on a giant Saudi Aramco in 2012. The digital hit took out 30,000 computers at that time. So apparently they got some smart boys and girls over there who can do that as well. Terrorize us in lots of ways.
So, let's give them nukes then.
Yeah, sure. Why not? President said yesterday, talked about the train crash in Philadelphia, that great nations improve their infrastructure. And I agree with him when he says this shouldn't be happening just because something bad is going on. Something bad happened. This shouldn't be going on because something bad happened. We should be doing that. And we've been looking at the bridges and overpasses of America for a long time, and the boys and girls in D.C. think that they've got other stuff that they need to be doing, when those, you know, railroad tracks and bridges and overpasses are being used every day.
Well, but there was $800 billion that was for infrastructure.
Shovel ready. It was shovel ready.
Yeah.
These
That's
were
what
not
that
shovel
was
ready.
For.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen. And apparently it went someplace else.
Well, they weren't quite as shovel ready as we had initially
yeah,
hoped.
That's true. But again, and it is, it's a real, real problem. We don't have to go over a lot of bridges and overpasses in this part of the country, but a whole bunch of people do, especially in big cities. And you remember the bridge collapse that happened in, was that Minneapolis about 10 years ago? People died. I mean, that kind of stuff happens, and you need to fix it.
On 35?
Yeah, sooner rather than later, you need to do that. Let's see what else. House voted yesterday to okay a bill mandating congressional review of any final nuclear deal with Iran. House also voted late yesterday to strip provisions from the annual defense bill aimed at allowing young illegal immigrants to enlist in the military. Some of the opponents of allowing the illegals to serve say it's unfair to legal U.S. residents who might lose a position in the armed forces. I hadn't heard that we had too many people signing up. Maybe we do. I thought we could always use more, but I don't know. And did you hear the George Stephanopoulos story?
Yes. $50,000?
No, $75,000.
Yeah, it's gone up.
Oh, it's gone up now.
And that is one of my real, real sticking points here. Okay, in case you don't know, George Stephanopoulos, who is the host of their Sunday show, and I think their chief White House, chief political correspondent.
That is correct.
Has given three donations of $25,000 each to the Clinton Foundation and forgot to mention it during recent broadcasts on the Clinton cash book controversy. Now, he had the author on, and I saw some notes on it. Now, and in fairness, what this guy is saying is that there seems to be a pattern of activity from the Clintons. Now, we don't like it. Don't think it's good, but it's not illegal. I mean, I can't see that there's anything illegal, at least from what we know up to now.
No, but has anybody looked at this and went, really?
Yeah, no.
Stephanopoulos used to work for the Clintons and he gives them money?
Yeah, well, I was talking about the book itself. And then, but then he doesn't bring that up when he's interviewing the guy saying, well, I gave $25,000 three times to him. My other problem is that ABC News got the information wrong. How did they get that it was $50,000 when it was $75,000? Did George not tell them about the other $25,000? Did they misinterpret it? Did they misreport it? It bothers me that a news organization can't get the facts straight about one of their own. It's almost like flying in a helicopter you weren't in. I'm just saying. Anyway, he said, I made charitable donations to the foundation in support of their work that they're doing on global AIDS prevention and deforestation because I care about it deeply. I thought that my contributions were a matter of public record. Oh, did you now? However, in hindsight, I should have taken the extra step of personally disclosing my donations. Yes, you should have. Yes, you should have. Anyway, I mean, he's still tight with them. And you know, he's probably going to anchor one of the presidential debates. You need to say, I can't do that. You know, there's a conflict of interest here. So now we're going to look into all the news people and see who they're donating to. We probably ought to do that.
Yeah, but who are you going to use?
Yeah.
News people?
Yeah. There's got to be an ombudsman person who
can do
that.
That's a fun word anyway.
It is. Yeah, it is. To do that, but I don't know. I don't know who you would trust with that. But it really does bother me. Yeah, that Stephanopoulos gave him the money. That doesn't surprise me so much that he didn't tell ABC and that ABC misreported is just, I think, almost
Yeah, that
as
one's
bad.
Pretty dastardly,
yeah,
I think.
Need to be doing that. All right, it's 12 till.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Plants that might otherwise be difficult for an amateur gardener to propagate successfully are often easily started by air layering. Often the plant doesn't form viable seeds, or if it does, the seeds may not come true to the mother plant's genetic makeup. Cuttings may not be useful alternatives if they don't root quickly or if they don't root easily. Layering may be your salvation. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Layering perpetuates a variety where seed propagation sometimes will not. It's an asexual form of plant propagation. It allows the new plant to be to remain attached to the mother plant until it forms roots. Air layering is most useful with larger plants. House plants such as ficuses, diefenbachias, schefflera's, or crotons are all good choices. Most shrubs and many woody vines can also be started this way. You need to assemble your raw materials. You'll want a bucket of water, sphagnum moss soaking in the bucket for at least 1 hour, rooting hormone powder, a sharp knife, electrician's tape, and a sheet of dry cleaner's plastic. Somewhere between 8 and 15 inches from the growing tip, remove several of the leaves. Cutting lightly into the wood in a slicing manner, strip the bark away on one side and then the other, exposing the internal wood and the important cambium layer. Leave your sliver of the stem attached at the top end with a small flap. Insert a small toothpick or a tiny twig, to keep the flap away from the main part of the stem, and then dust the cut surfaces with the rooting hormone powder. You want to wring a handful of the sphagnum moss until it just drips and then clasp it around the stem. You'll want a grapefruit-sized cluster of moss around most stems, and you may even want to wire them in place lightly and temporarily. Wrap your moss with the dry cleaner's plastic. Use several layers to ensure it's being airtight and seal the exposed edges with black electrician's tape. If the air layer is especially heavy or if the stem is unusually supple, you may want to put in a stake alongside it to keep it from breaking. Keep the plant and the air layer in a bright location but out of direct sunlight. You'll be able to see roots developing through the clear plastic. It usually will take between 4 and 10 weeks, but once the plant appears to have enough roots to stand on its own, cut it loose from the mother plant and pot it up individually. Cut any wires or twine that were used to hold the roots in place. You may want to trim the top back to compensate for the limited root system. You'll certainly not want to put it out into the sun until it gets acclimated. Keep it moist and apply a root stimulator. Deal with it as if it was a newly transplanted plant, because that's exactly what it is. Then you can reshape the mother plant and let it grow again and do the whole process over again. Who knows, you could open up a nursery before long. Air layering is exciting. It's also not difficult. I invite you to give it a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52, and of course, we'll start you off with a little Aggie baseball. Junior pitchers Grayson Long and Andrew Vincent combined to hold the Ole Miss Rebels to 2 hits, and the Aggs had hot bats.
That's hit well. That's the right field. It's going back, and that one is going to make it into the bullpen and right. That's a big fly by Burke. The Aggies now are up 2-0.
With one out in the sixth, Ryan Burke launched a 1-2 offering into right field, and the number 6 A&M baseball team cruised to a 4-0 win over the Rebels. With the win, A&M secures one of the top 4 seeds at next week's SEC tournament, earning them the bye. The series continues today with a 6:30 start on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Aggie softball team takes on Lehigh in the first game of the NCAA Norman Regional. A&M head coach Joe Evans said playing in Norman is fun.
You know, there's a ball carry here, absolutely. It's a home run kind of park. The ball really travels
We know what the fans are like. We know exactly what the atmosphere is going to feel like. We know there's going to be somebody sitting right next to our dugout, literally looking into our dugout. That's where the seats are. And, you know, we're going to get some hecklers. But it's a fun atmosphere. It's a fun environment.
First pitch set for 12:30 this afternoon, and you can listen to that on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM as well. Freshman Torrey Vidalis was selected to the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association All-South Region team as they head into that series today. In Game 1 of the Boys High School 5A area round of the playoffs, Bryan fell to Tomball Memorial 8-2. Game 2 is tonight at 5:30 in Bryan. Game 1 with Brenham beating Rudder 4-1. Game 2 tonight at 4 o'clock in Mumford. College Station and Magnolia play today at 7 o'clock at John Cooper High School in the Woodlands. Navasota was edged by West Orange Stark 2-1. Game 2 is today at 5 o'clock in Barbers Hill. Texas A&M freshman Ionis Carrazes improved his career best by nearly 9 feet, which is remarkable, to claim the SEC Javelin title in the last attempt and defeated the defending champion in the process, and also giving A&M more points towards a SEC championship. For the second time in program history, Texas A&M men's tennis team advanced to the NCAA quarterfinals as they defeated number 11 Ohio State 4-3. The Aggies will face number 3 Virginia in the Elite Eight Saturday at 4 o'clock for a place in the national semifinals. In NBA playoff action, the Houston Rockets have forced a Game 7 in the Western Conference semifinal series.
James Harden's been on the bench this entire time. Smith, the step back three. Got it! That's unbelievable! Josh Smith just hit another three, and the Rockets lead by 9. How you like them apples, Hollywood?
They outscored the Clippers 40-15 in the fourth quarter of a 119-107 triumph in L.A. Corey Brewer led the comeback by scoring 15 of his 19 in the final period. In other NBA action, the Cleveland Cavaliers have advanced to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals by silencing the Bulls 94-73. In the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell is personally going to hear the suspension appeal of New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, who challenged the league's punishment for his role in using deflated footballs during an AFC Championship game. League spokesman Greg Aiello has confirmed that Goodell had rejected a request from the Players Association to have the appeal heard by a neutral arbitrator. Brady received a 4-game suspension, and the Patriots were fined $1 million and stripped of 2 draft picks. In Major League Baseball, Jonathan Villar's 2-run double in the 7th inning helped the Houston Astros beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-4. Rookie Preston Tucker also hit an RBI double in the inning, and Chad Qualls struck out 1 in a perfect 9th inning to earn a save. The Royals ran over the Rangers.
He swings and lines it. Base hit to right field. Into score comes Infante. Orlando comes around third. He'll score. Dyson gets into third. A 2-run opposite field single for Alcides Escobar, and the Royals lead it 3-0.
Escobar had 3 hits and 3 RBIs in the Kansas City Royals 6-3 win over the Rangers. Eric Hosmer added a home run for the Royals, who earned a split of the 4-game series. Rangers starter Ross Detweiler fell to 0-5 on the season after giving up 3 runs and 9 hits. And finally, Erin Mellinger announced yesterday that she is resigning as Blinn's head volleyball coach. Blinn won 2 NJCAA national titles in 3 seasons under Mellinger, who said she is leaving the program to spend more time with her family. Blinn was 106-11 in Mellinger's tenure. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kathy Cruzy, CEO for St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm excited to share that softballs will be flying on June 4th as the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce hosts its 8th annual Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Team sponsors are St. Joseph, McDonald's, and Brazos Valley Fire and Apparatus Services. A portion of proceeds will support the 100 Club.
Lou, I'm Fire Chief Eric Hurt. For only $9, softball fans will cheer as our returning champions, Hot Stuff, the Fire Fighters, and Cold Steel, the police officers, battle it out at Selicor Field, home of the Brazos Valley Bombers, back-to-back national champions. Your ticket also allows you to stay for the Bombers game immediately following.
I'm Police Chief Eric Buskey. We look forward to seeing you on June 4th at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce's Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Gates open at 5 p.m. and you can order tickets at www.bvbombers.com. A free meal will be served to the first 650 tickets.